Well, good evening, and thank you for listening to the Rockland LLC podcast for Monday, October 16th, 2006. My name is Jason Opdyke, and we're online at www.rockland.com. That's www.rockland.com. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us. If you tuned in last week, we've got a brief update regarding the OpenOffice.org software, which is part of our Rockland Office Suite, which is just coming out. It was supposed to come out on Friday, October 3rd. It was pushed back, and the reason it was pushed back is because when we started putting the release together a few weeks back, the latest version of of OpenOffice.org software was version 2.0.3, I believe, and when we came to release the software in early October, they'd actually had a brand new version out. So rather than release the old version, what we did was we got the latest version, version 2.0.4 of OpenOffice.org, and put it on the software, put it on the Rockland Office Suite. So that's why we were a little delayed in getting that out. And for those of you that haven't tuned in past weeks, just a quick note on what the Rockland Office Suite is. What we've done is we put together a CD-ROM, which consists of several open source applications, very powerful, very popular open source applications. Chief among them is the OpenOffice.org Office Software Suite, which includes a word processor, a spreadsheet program, a presentation program, all of which are dually compatible with their Microsoft Office counterparts. That means you can open doc files inside Microsoft Word, edit them, save them, open them in OpenOffice, edit them, save them, go back and forth in the same thing as in same thing with Excel. So they're dually compatible. And in addition to the OpenOffice.org software suite, we also bundle on the CD the Mozilla Firefox web browser and the Mozilla Thunderbird email client. So for those of you that really like Microsoft Office because it's got Microsoft Outlook, the email client in there, our CD suite comes with the email client from Mozilla, which in my opinion, folks, is a superior email program. But you can go online to our website, www.rockland.com. On the very first page, you'll see it there. It's Rockland Office Suite version E4 is the official version, E4. And you can get that CD-ROM for $5.99 with free shipping. And you get the OpenOffice.org software suite, both Mozilla programs, and also the ClamWin antivirus software. It's a great CD to get students, great CD to get a technician friend of yours for Christmas. Lots of good you can do with this. And to answer a question we get every now and then, do we profit off this software? The answer is that we don't really profit off the software. This is freely downloadable. You can go to our website. In fact, we put the links in our description. If you've got a broadband connection, you don't need to buy this CD. What you can do is you can go to OpenOffice.org or the Mozilla.org websites and download the software. What we tried to do, though, is we know that there are still a number of folks out there that have dial-up connections, and altogether, folks, this all the software we've got on the CD is over 400 megabytes. So if you've got dial-up or if you don't have an internet connection, there is no way for you to get this software other than through a licensed community distributor like ourselves. And what we do is we charge a small fee, which covers the production costs, the labor costs in producing the software, and we also include free shipping. So the $5.99 cost that you'll see there on our website comes with free shipping, so we've got the shipping expense as well. So it's open source software. It's not software that we actually develop, but we use it on a day-to-day basis in our own office work. We like it a lot, and we just like to help get this software as much market share as it possibly can. So that's the Rockland Office Suite version E4 on our website now, and we've also got some new software up on our website, which we haven't mentioned before. We've never actually had this program before. It's a version of Linux called Knoppix, K-N-O-P-P-I-X, if you'd like to go online and do some more research about it. I've used Linux off and on. I'm somewhat familiar with it. I haven't gone in depth with it, and at Rockland we haven't done any in-depth Linux testing. But what I liked about Knoppix so much was that it's an operating system that can be run entirely from the CD, and it does not affect the contents of your hard drive. So if you've been thinking about trying out Linux, but you don't want to spend new money for a dedicated Linux machine, and you don't want to have to try to reformat or repartition your existing hard drive, you know, that you have Windows on, what you can do is you just put this Knoppix CD in your CD-ROM drive that you already have on your computer that you already have, and then boot the computer up. It loads Knoppix. It lets you use the operating system. It's compatible with a wide array of hardware. In fact, I put it on my Toshiba laptop, which is a new laptop I got recently. I booted it up. It recognized all my hardware, and I didn't have to configure any settings, and it was also plug-and-play with several of our wireless cards, so I was able to go online and do some playing around with the wireless card compatibility. So I had a great time with it, and it doesn't affect the contents of your hard drive at all. Once you're done using it, you simply shut down. Right before the computer shuts off, it'll pop the CD out, you take it out, and you turn it off, and the next time you boot up your computer, you're running Windows just like you did before. And just to note, though, if you go on our website and see the NOPX program there, read all the details, because there is one key part. Because it doesn't do anything to your hard drive, NOPX itself, it's got OpenOffice.org built into it, so you can go in there and use the Office suite. But you can't save files directly to the hard drive. If you go to do file save, it'll actually let you save it to a temp file, but then if you restart the computer, all that data is erased because this doesn't modify the hard drive. So we've got some tips up on our website that'll tell you how to save your data in NOPX. There's a number of different options there, but it's a real cool operating system, and just like the programs on the Rockland Office suite, it's an open source program as well. It's freely downloadable. We highly recommend that you go and download it, but also, like the Rockland Office Suite, it's a really large program. It's over 600 megabytes, all the data that's on the CD. So if you don't have a broadband connection, if you're limited to dial-up, you know, you don't have to worry, because you can go to our website, you can purchase this CD, and we've got it up there. I think the price is $4.99 with free shipping, so it's very affordable. And again, just like the programs on Rockland Office, the developers who've done all the hard work of putting the programs together, they don't actually sell the release on CD themselves, so there's no place else to get it other than a community distributor like ourselves. And to that end, we do donate money to these developers from the sale as well. So in addition to the cost of labor, production, and shipping, we also kick back some donations to the program developers, because without them, you know, we wouldn't have this great software. But again, what we want to do is distribute this. And you know, I love this program so much, and it's allowed me to get my feet wet in Linux. And most of the people I talk to, you know, we get into conversation about Linux, and they're not real sure. And then I say, well, have you tried NOPX? And they're like, NOPX, what? What is that? I've never heard of that. You know, are you kidding me? You can run a program off an entire operating system off a CD-ROM? No, that's ridiculous. I don't believe that. But it's true, and we've got the software. And if you've got a broadband connection and you want to get it tonight, just head over to our website. You get the link there. I believe it's NOPX.com, but I can't remember. So if you go to our website, which is Rockland.com, you know, Rockland.com, you can get the link there to the NOPX website for the download. So those are the two big announcements for tonight. Last week we also mentioned that we've got an exciting new product coming available. It's a 200 milliwatt USB adapter from Sanao, and as many of you may know, if you've listened to our past broadcasts, we've done some tests of the Sanao PCMCIA cards for laptops, but also we've received a number of inquiries from customers who are buying newer laptops from HP and Compaq and from Dell that don't have PCMCIA card slots. And they say to me, Jason, what am I going to do? We don't have a PCMCIA slot, but the range on our internal card isn't enough. We need something more powerful. What are we going to do? And in the past, I've had to tell them, well, there's not much you can do right now, but these USB adapters from Sanao, they're 200 milliwatt high power. They're also ABG adapters. That means they're compatible with 802.11a, 802.11b, and 802.11g wireless networks. So this is a real cool product. We're getting them in next week, but we initially thought last week we were going to have a very large stock, that we were going to be able to have them throughout the holidays and do some very good things with them. It turns out we can only negotiate a deal for a very small amount right now. So we've got a very limited amount coming in. We're hoping that we can open up some channels and try to get them direct from the manufacturer, but there's some things in terms of they're not making a whole lot of them right now. So this may be all we get. I'm not trying to pressure you into a sale, but if you want one, be sure to check on our website. We'll get them up there as soon as we have them. I'm anticipating Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Just check out our website each day, or email us. In fact, if you want to email us, sales@Rockland, Rockland.com, just send us an email and say, hi, I want to get a 200 milliwatt Sanao USB adapter. As soon as you get them in, can you please email me so we can line up the sale? And then what we'll do is, the moment we get them in stock, we'll send you an email so you can go online and make the purchase, or we'll give you our telephone number and you can just call up and make an order over the phone, because we will have very limited quantities of those. And when I say limited, I'm talking in the range range of 15 to 20 units. So certainly not what we had hoped, but it should still afford some of our customers out there a great opportunity to get some long range on laptops, you know, that don't have PCMCIA slots available. And, you know, another great use for these USB adapters is desktops, folks. You know, some of these long-range cards from Sonalla PCMCIA cards, of course, they don't work on desktops unless you've got some internal slots, you know, the PCI card that allows you to put PCMCIA cards into the desktop. So you can use these on desktops. And while I'm talking, while I was saying that, it reminded me we've actually got another product coming in this week on along the same lines for desktop users. I forgot to mention this last week. It's coming in this week. We've got those cards. These are PCI cards. They go inside your desktop computer, and they have a PCMCIA slot towards the rear. So on the back of your computer, you can actually put in a PCMCIA card. So now you can purchase some of these Sonalla 200 milliwatt or Zycomax 300 milliwatt cards and use them with the external antenna on your desktop. So that's going to be very cool, and those will be coming out about the same time as the 200 milliwatt USB Sonalla adapters. So make sure to check our website this week, folks, or if you don't feel that you'll be able to do that often enough and you're worried about losing out on the product, send us an email, sales@rokland.com, and we'll be sure to let you know as soon as they come in and help you reserve your sale. Tonight I wanted to get into some more customer questions. In the past couple of weeks we've done some different things like book reviews and things of that nature. But we were talking last week, we had a question about how to get the best range out of your wireless network without having to buy new equipment. And I gave some tips and I said at the end of the program that we would revisit that this week. But the problem is that, you know, as you know, we're a small business here at Rockland LLC. I'm a very busy guy, and, you know, to be upfront with you, I did not go back this week and listen to that program. So to be quite honest with you, even though I have it on my agenda to discuss with you tonight, I don't remember the steps I already covered last week. So rather than risk repeating myself, what I'll do is this week I'll make it a point to go back and review that broadcast, and I'll remember what I've already said, and I can go back, you know, next week and we can talk about some more things that I didn't cover. So tonight we're going to skip over that, and we're going to go into a question from one person that asked me point blank. They said, you know, Rockland, if the 300 milliwatt ZCOM card is the best card out there, why do you sell the Sonalla cards or the other cards that you have, the 200 milliwatt Sonallas or the 32 milliwatt Orinocos? What's the point? And it's a good question. Why do we sell cards that aren't as good as other cards, especially if you can sit down and test them and see which card is better? And the answer, of course, has to do with people's budgets. I mean, look, why do they still sell, you know, 27-inch tube televisions when you can buy a 27-inch plasma TV? Well, not everyone can afford the plasma TV, or it's not even a matter of affording it. Not everyone needs that much. You know, if it's for a guest room, then you don't need a plasma TV. Just like if you're trying to get a wireless range, you may not need the most powerful thing on the market if the wireless signals you're trying to connect to are only in the next room. In fact, I had a guy that called up the other day. He's like, listen, I want to get a wireless card, but I want to get the worst wireless card you've got because I'm just trying to get a signal from 10 feet away. So anything you've got will do. I just want the cheapest card. I don't need anything fancy. I don't need anything long range. And so that's why we offer those cards. I mean, with the Sonalla, for example, if you go online and take a look at our blog, which is linked to from our website, we did a comparison test, and yeah, the 300 milliwatt Zycomax card beat out the Sonalla, but it wasn't by much. We got 7 access points from our office with the Sonalla card and 11 from the Zycomax card. But then when you go down versus a store-bought card, we're only getting 1 or 2. So the Sonalla is quite a bit better than anything store-bought, and you get, you know, a lot more access points, but it's significantly cheaper than the Zycomax. You can get the Sonalla card and a 7 dBi antenna for around $65-$70 on our website, depending upon, you know, what we've got the price set at. Whereas the Zycomax card is $79.99 alone, and if you want to add an external antenna, that's another $19. So this is a pretty decent price difference between the two. So obviously, if you want to get the best range, if you're just looking for the absolute best range and price isn't an object, you go for the Zycomax 300 milliwatt card. If you're looking for something really, really good, but you don't want to quite spend as much as a Zycomax, you've got the Sonalla card option. And on the downside, if you're looking for something better than store-bought, but not too much better, you're looking at getting maybe a little bit better coverage than you got now, that's where we've got the Orinoco card with the one external antenna. And it's a good card. I mean, it's not the greatest, but it's much more affordable. I think we've got it up there for $57.99, and that comes with it. That comes with the external antenna. So right there, you're already about $40 cheaper than the Zycomax card. And of course, if you go down to the non-external antenna cards we have, like the Linksys WPC11V3, I mean, that's $16.99, I think we've got it for on our website. That's a lot cheaper than everything. Of course, you get quite a bit less range, but it's still a good wireless card. And if you only need signal from the room you're in to the next room, the Linksys card is going to take care of it. So there's different people out there with different needs. If we only sold one wireless card, if that was the only option people had, then you'd have to make the difference between having a wireless connection or spending $100 to have the best wireless connection. Maybe you don't need all that extra range. So there's some different options there. And we get different products in all the time too. So always check out our website. You may find something. You may not see something that you like right now, but you might find something there in a couple weeks you like. Or you may buy something now and you may find something you like even better down the road. So there's always some great things on our website. The second question I wanted to go over tonight is actually only a question. It's another question I was asked only by one person. It's not a common question we get. But somebody had asked me, is it worth it to buy MIMO? I think that's how it's pronounced. You know, to be honest with you, I've never actually heard anybody speak it. But it's MIMO. And it's all capital letters because it's an abbreviation, and it stands for multiple input, multiple output. And again, I've never actually heard the word spoken before. I only read about it online, so if I mispronounce that, if you're a technical guru and I mispronounce it and you shuddered a little bit, well, that's the explanation for you. But it stands for multiple input, multiple output. And what that is, it's not new. It's a couple years. Well, I don't know if it's a couple years, but it's old. It's been out for at least a year now. So it's not brand new, but it's a newer technology. It's newer than 802.11g. It's also compatible with 802.11g because it does use the 2.4 gigahertz frequency. But it's multiple input, multiple output. And what that means is instead of sending one wireless radio signal between the router and the wireless card, it sends two. So you've got two signals going at the same time. And just like, I don't know if there's any old school techies out there, but you remember those dual modems they used to have back in the day when 56K was popular. If you had two phone lines in your house and dual modem internet service, you could actually have two dial-up connections simultaneously on your PC and essentially get twice the download speed or twice the web browsing speed. Well, this is kind of a similar spin off of that. It gives you two radio signals between the card and the router. And the router itself, depending upon which one you get, it's got multiple antennas as well. In fact, we've got one up on our website which has four antennas, two internal and two external. And of course, the card, we've got a card from CompUSA up on our website, a PCI card that has three antennas, and it sits up on your desktop. So what happens is with those additional antenna connections, if you've got a MIMO router and a MIMO card, you can transfer data much faster than you could over one 802.11g radio connection, 2 to 3 times faster, and some of these promise connections even faster than that. So it's much faster. The range is also a bit better as well if you've got the equipment. And it's backward compatible with other equipment. So if you have all 802.11g cards in your office and you buy a MIMO router and a MIMO card for your main computer, those other computers can still connect with one radio signal at 54 megabits per second. That's what the MIMO is. Now the person's question was, is it worth it to buy that? Is it worth it to spend the money? The answer is that, it's not a bad idea. We had a podcast, I think it was our first one or our second one, where we were recommending people not to buy the 802.11n equipment, which is something different than MIMO. It's a pre-draft standard of the next wireless technology. And the reason we were advertising that is because most of that equipment isn't compatible with other brands of the same standard. And when the new 802.11n standard comes out, the equipment you buy may no longer work with that standard. So it's kind of a detailed explanation, but you can go back, I think it's our first or second podcast, and listen to that if you want more information. But we suggested people not buy that because it wasn't really necessarily going to be compatible with a new standard. MIMO, on the other hand, it's not a new standard per se. It's an existing standard, but it's a new way of routing data over that. So if you plan on buying you know, in the new 802.11n standard, once it finally gets ratified next year, you know, you may not want to spend the money on MIMO, but the prices really have gone down. We've got routers starting at $47.99 and cards starting at $29.99. So the price is about the same as 802.11g equipment, in fact. And so if between now and when 802.11 comes out, you want to have more fun, you know, I'm definitely going to do it. Get yourself a MIMO router, a MIMO card. Hook it up. Like I said, it's fully compatible with 802.11g and 802.11b cards, and it always will be. So you can continue to use those cards, and if you buy the MIMO cards for a few of your PCs, but you want to buy some cheaper cards or some other cards like the Sanao or Zycomax cards for other PCs, they'll fully work with this MIMO equipment. So is it worth it? Yeah, I'd say it is worth it. It seems like a neat thing to do. It's going to be at least another year till 802.11n gets fully ratified and the products start to become mainstream and interoperable, meaning they work with each, you know, work with all different brands and things. But even then, when it first comes out, folks, prices are going to be extremely high. So if you're like me, I'm probably going to wait. You know, for my own personal use, I'll probably wait at least another 18 months to 2 years to upgrade to 802.11n. Now, of course, for office use, because we, you know, it's our business to be on top of the latest technology, we'll certainly upgrade to 802.11n a lot sooner than that when it comes out, so we can give you all the details about how good or bad it is. But in the meantime, there's really no reason to not upgrade to MIMO unless you're, I mean, if you're happy with the range and speed you get through G and you aren't looking for anything better, then there's no reason to upgrade. But if you want faster, I'll tell you what, it's quite a bit faster. The MIMO is quite a bit faster. Now, internet connection speeds, we've had this discussion before, they top out around 6 to 9 megabits per second. So whether your wireless connection is 54 megabits per second at G or 108 megabits per second, web browsing, you won't really notice a difference. But if you do a lot of transferring between PC and PC, and I know with you know, the digital video recorders they've got nowadays, I've had a number of people that call me up and they're saying they just want something to be able to transfer files from the home entertainment system back and forth to the PC, and they just want it to be a lot faster than 802.11g, the MIMO is probably the way to go. So that ends our question and answer segment for the evening, and it also ends our show for the week of October 16th. Don't forget to go online and get your copy of Rockland Office Suite version E4, get your Nopix release as well, version 5.0.1, and pay attention this coming week. We've got 200 milliwatt Sanao USB adapters coming out, as well as some PCI to PCMCIA adapters for desktop computers. So that's our show for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening, and don't forget to email us with your questions, comments, critiques, anything else. Have a good night.